babies use their tongues not just to make sounds, but also to help them to listen, scientists have shown this week. Using a teething toy to temporarily prevent young babies from moving their tongues prevented them from being able to tell apart two subtly different sounds. The discovery is important because it reveals a crucial way in which our speech and language develops. So, should you give your child a dummy? Chris Smith spoke with study author Janet Werker to find out.
We brought babies of 6 months of age who were just learning English, and we had them sit on their mom's lap while they were listening to sounds and having the opportunity to look at a checkerboard on a computer screen. Babies will look at a display when they hear something that they find interesting. We had trials where the babies heard the same sound over and over again, ba, 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 and trials where they heard two different sounds, like ba, da, ba, da. And if the babies can hear the difference, they'll look longer at the checkerboard. Now, in this case, we used two different Ds that are used in Hindi but not English. One produced by pushing the tongue against the front teeth, da, and one produced by curling the tongue back and flipping the underside against the roof of the mouth, da. And now you as an adult English speaker can't hear that difference, but it's obvious to a Hindi adult, and importantly, it's also obvious to a young English learning infant.
And how does the constraint or restraint of the baby's tongue movements come into the equation?
Once we had ascertained that babies of 6 months could indeed discriminate these two Ds that are used in Hindi, then we had two further groups of babies. We had the mums hold a flat teether in the baby's mouth, and importantly, this teether prevented their tongues from moving. In the other condition, we had the mom hold what we called a gummy teether in their baby's mouth, but it didn't project back over the tongue.
And the rationale here is that if you've got something that prevents the tongue moving versus an equivalent oral stimulus, the dummy, that doesn't stop the tongue moving, then they ought to be able to do the discrimination task if it involves moving their tongue around when they've only got the dummy in. But when they've got the teether, then that should interfere with their ability to do the task if moving the tongue is important.
That's correct. That's indeed what turned out. The flat teether interfered with their ability to discriminate the sounds, whereas when the gummy teether was in their mouth, they looked longer at the checkerboard when they heard the two different D sounds.
What do you think the implication of this is then? How do you interpret that result?
There are two important implications of these results. One, it provides pretty strong evidence that speech perception involves more than just listening in early infancy. It also involves information from the baby's own motor movements. And the clinical implications are that for babies who are unable to move their tongues through cleft palate, tongue tie, or perhaps through having ventilators in their mouths, these babies may have a deficit in processing speech and hence in learning their native language.
What about the question, which I'm sure a lot of parents are now considering hearing this, whether or not to give your child a dummy then?
It's an open question whether having dummies interferes with speech perception. We think it's unlikely, however, because a dummy is not in a baby's mouth all the time. They take it out, they move it around, they have ample opportunity to listen to speech and language even when that dummy isn't in their mouth.
That's Janet Werker, and she's at the University of British Columbia, and her study was published in the journal PNAS.